Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
Cold scalpel of knowledge.
I would trust Lisa to... to tell me anything.
Yeah, I would believe all
Amelia
the facts.
Wrote her a script that contained words that aren't actual words, yeah. But when Lisa says them, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the world's going to end in 20 minutes. Cool. Brilliant.
What are we talking about today? Because this is weird, this one. This is very weird.
Well, it's called the Havana Effect. And it's got to be the longest article, most interesting article I've ever read that sent me down all sorts of paths, but I can't do all of it. I can't do it justice, so I'm just going to do this one little bit. And then you check it out, listeners, check it out, because it's well worth it.
Yep.
So, in Havana, in November 2016, this is quite important. It was 3 weeks, I was going to say mega balloon head, but I won't, Donald Trump's presidency. An American working at the US Embassy in Havana complained that he'd heard strange noises outside his house. You see, it was that annoying to the point where he had to shut all the doors and windows, turn the TV on. I'm doing the actions.
I quite like this.
He talked to his neighbour, who also worked at the embassy, and he said he also heard them, but he said it was a lot more of a mechanical sound.
Okay.
Right? So several months later, a third staff member at the embassy described suffering from hearing loss that they associate with a strange sound.
They're living at the embassy?
Well, they're living in different places, actually, which I'll do.
Shit.
No, no, all right. Before long, more and more people in the embassy were talking about it, and they started getting sick and all that. Really, they were getting, like, memory loss, mental stupor, hearing problems and headaches. And all of a sudden, there were 24 people who were eventually evacuated, and they were treating them. From the embassy. Now... I won't do that bit because I've got time for that. Now, I forgot to say, and this is what your question you asked me, Sarah, the sound also moved around.
So this is the weird noise that they're
all
hearing.
This is a weird noise. And a lot of people complained they'd heard it. These are undercover agents, actually heard it in the hotels they were staying in. There was two hotels.
What?
This is weird.
So now putting the fact you've got Trump in charge and you've got Fox News and what happens.
The facts, right.
So it was perfect for him because his 2016 campaign signalled he would terminate the open door policy that Obama had just opened up with Cuba.
Right.
So, and he didn't want any of that. So he said, right, so Cubans are attacking us with sonic noise.
Sonic weaponry.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
Is it though?
Well, it is, because this scientist said if you want to do that to someone, that you've got to have 130 decibels outside, so it'd be like 4 jet engines outside your house.
Oh my God.
But it would deafen everybody.
Yeah.
What if it's a frequency that you can't hear?
Stop using that voice. You're making me doubt myself now. So the noise has actually been leaked. It was leaked and put onto YouTube. Now I listened to it yesterday, and it's what everybody said. It sounds like crickets or cicadas. That's the noise.
Ooh,
it is
weird. And so that's apparently the thing that was making everybody sick.
Yeah,
and
but
like was a sonic weapon. So it sounds just like cicadas.
All the people have gone back to America. They've tested them for a year and no one, they ruled out sonic attack. It's just ridiculous. It's more likely, they're saying, it's called a conversion disorder, which isn't faking an illness, it's being panicked into it.
Oh.
Because what they're saying is, like, if you're like a CIA operative in somewhere like Cuba, which is a hostile country, you're going to be on edge all the time.
That's probably fair enough.
And it's rumours start, and then all of a sudden people are getting symptoms that they probably got them, but it's more psychological. Plus,
the Salem witch trials going on here.
This article, it actually goes back, this sort of thing goes back to sort of like 15th, 16th century.
Far out.
When people, if you Google strange things happening at a hospital, a school or a factory, all these noises, they're happening everywhere.
Oh, weird.
They're absolutely happening everywhere.
What I don't get is, right, if it is like a psychological thing, so if people are sort of more inventing it in their heads than actually hearing it. Why do they all think it's the same sounds as well?
Well, no, that's what the thing is. They are all hearing, they're all describing it as different things.
Okay,
so
right.
It's almost like Chinese whispers in a way. Do you know what I mean? I say something to you, then you say...
And it all gets a bit messed up along the line.
So, yeah. But I think what you're doing, you put in the hysteria that is in America at the moment. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they've all moved on from this, the administration there, onto other crazy things. But it's really, it was a something and nothing thing, but it was interesting in the fact that it happens all over the place
it's
in
bizarre,
America.
It's bizarre, isn't it? It's just...
So was it kind of publicised as a reason for reneging goodwill with Cuba?
Yeah, because...
Right.
Because at the time, straight away, there was two Cuban diplomats they threw out of America and said, right, now you've got to go, it's...
Right.
You're... And so the Cubans are going, oh, this is ridiculous. We haven't... The technology to have, like, a little ray gun. Basically, what Trump was saying is, obviously, from Space Force, they've got these ray guns, like, you know, like Flash Gordon-type ray gun, and I'll point it at you. It'll drive you mad, but it won't drive...
If it did exist, it does seem like it would be a European or American,
well, American
technology.
Thing. Well, yeah. Americans saying we haven't even come up with stuff like this. Mm. But
that's very classic American to be like, well, we haven't thought of it yet, so
no one else can
be real.
But you know what thought me? There's a thing in a Bible, which is a book. It's not, you know, but a reference book. But
the Bible is a book.
It's a book. And there's a thing about the... there's a certain place... The walls of Jericho.
Yeah.
And they reckon they were... knocked down by a sonic boom by everybody playing
trumpets.
That is the story,
right,
yeah.
So maybe it's the
priest-wielding trumpets. No, trumpet-wielding priests. Yeah. Wait, that's where I've got there. Priest-wielding trumpets. What is that?
So please check it out. Check the thing out yourself because it's such a long, long story and it goes into it.
The article that Rob's referring to is called The Real Story Behind the Havana Embassy Mystery and it's on Vanity Fair. Vanity Fair does fantastic long-form journalism.
No, I'm going to... I've signed up to them now and I'm getting lots of stuff from them.
Yes, nice. This is weird though, like I'm skim reading as we're going as well, and things like more than 20 students at an Oklahoma high school coming down with weird symptoms like uncontrollable muscle spasms and even paralysis. That's hectic.
That kind of makes sense to me though, because you know, sound waves are vibrations that travel through things, so they're not doing nothing.
Well, this is true.
There is a thing where you can get this sound. There are hums that go all around the world.
Someone's texted in malignant hum.
Someone's also texting brown note. Not quite what
we all know
about.
What that is. We all went to primary school.
But there was one in New York where people, all the students were like, they had Tourette's and they were spasming out and all this sort of stuff.
Out.
And then Fox News got hold of it.
Oh, yes.
And said that the panic that they caused just by fake news.
Wow. Somebody just texted in, similar thing in downtown Auckland a couple of years ago with office staff all complaining of illness due to strange odour tests done, nothing found.
Weird.
Now, ooh. I wonder where they was working. Was it a stressful sort of job?
Stressful or maybe, maybe everything kind of comes together. Stress plus small gas leak and then everyone goes...
Listen, I've got to be honest, them cicadas drive me nuts in the summer. Just wish they'd just shut up.
They are. They used to freak me out as a little kid. I used to think that they were in my head. This was when I was quite small. Yeah. And my dad was like, no, they're like literally in the tree outside. Oh, okay.
It does make sense. It's because all good. You can't, a lot of the time with cicadas, you can't ascertain the direction from which it's coming because there's so much echo.
I tell you what, we did get one stuck in our laundry in the summer and I was like, where is it? I am going crazy.
Maybe it's your next door neighbour with a ray gun. Yeah. One of the scientists said the only way that a cicada would do that to you is if you affect your ear, is if you pushed it into your ear canal. Ooh. Which don't do that, kids.
Definitely don't do that, kids. Or adults.
So,
it's a
fantastic story, but it's almost a nothing story.
It's kind of like everything and nothing. It's
but please read it.
You're looking for the conspiracy, but really it's like group hysteria.
Yeah, thank you, the listener that suggested that, because it sent me down a pretty strange path.
So if you've got something you want Rob to do some research on for you and have a yarn about next week, you can text us on 5395 or you can give us a call on 309-3879 and Rob will get onto it for you. Your own personal research assistant.
We're gonna play
some Buzzcocks now. This track is Noise.
Oh, see what you've done there.
You did. And we were just talking about this before. It's really hard not to hear Noel Fielding from The Mighty Boosh when you listen to this song now.
So we're all three of us are going to go home and watch The Mighty Boosh today.
Exactly.
Certain episode about eels.
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 The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you, Rob. Let's have some